The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Got some knockers there, huh? Just kidding. You don't talk about Billie Eilish's boobs.
No, she doesn't like that.
It's the JV Show. We got a tweet here. Early morning, 6:09, from Julio M. Roca. I like the name. It's strong.
Love it.
It's very strong. Julio M. Roca, aren't you guys using a landline at the radio station? Number one, that's none of your business. But number two, no, we use Graham's cell phone.
Yep. Yeah.
And then Jesse Garza, this is interesting. Wow, ticket prices to fly anywhere are so cheap. I just bought two round trip tickets to Aruba for the hell of it. $600.
Whoa, two tickets?
Aruba. Two of them, round trip,
my God.
Total price, $600. This is the time, folks.
Let's go. I've been to Aruba a couple times. It's nice there.
What's it like?
Yeah, it's Hawaii's better. But,
really?
You know, it's a nice beach. It's warm.
What possessed you to go to Aruba? Just trying something different? Someone recommended it?
My parents were there. My parents lived on a boat for a gazillion years, so they were docked there.
Didn't Sprite also have some Aruba flavor with like Aruba in the name? Like, it was really good. I'd go. Based off that.
Based on a soda flavor. Yeah.
Your dad, a million years. Was he Noah? By chance?
He didn't take it. They didn't take too many animals on board.
But your dad, originally, before he started with the animals, he was sailing around like a million years because he built his own boat.
And, Okay.
Went everywhere.
And he's old.
We'll do it really quick. Just a couple of cooler knots because, you know, that's what we do on Wednesday. We'll just maybe one or two now.
All right, I got one. What do you guys think? Cool or not? Our buddy Joey Corona has joined Twitter. Finally.
Yes, very cool. Joey Corona is on Twitter.
Yeah, everybody's been trying to, you know, ask how they can connect with him because his story about, you know, being quarantined on the Diamond Princess was so fascinating on our show. His handle is at, now here's where it, you know, runs into some problems.
It's going to be tough.
I looked and somebody had already taken Joey Corona on Twitter.
Are you serious?
A guy named Joe, and he joined back in April 2009.
Oh.
He's got one good tweet, though, on the original Joey Corona's page. Looking for something to do tonight. Must involve drinking and women. Any ideas? I like what that guy's about. But
he got no replies and quit?
Right. But our Joey Corona is at Joey, J-O-E-E-Y, underscore Corona.
You want to talk to him? I'll be honest, when I saw him on there yesterday, he said something to us, myself, Graham, and Selena Gomez.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was like, let me just wait. I'm not going to fall for this. This might not be Joey Corona. You know what I'm saying?
Do we think it might not be him? What did he say?
At the end of the night, I was smart enough to text and go, are you the Joey Corona of the Joey Corona? And he said, yes. So it is him.
I was a little suspect too, but I could tell by the way he was writing tweets and stuff because I've talked to him so much that I was like, oh, this has got to be him. And he follows you, JV. He follows me. He follows Selena Gomez. And he follows a whole bunch of cruise line accounts so far.
Oh, Natasha, you were not followed?
Oh, I think Natasha's on there too.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. But Selena Gomez.
I was going to go check. We were going to fire him. He was going to be fired.
Yeah.
How much are we paying this guy?
Nothing.
Well, that's too much. That's too much already. You got another one, Graham?
Yeah, what are you guys saying? Cool or not? I've been eating bison for breakfast in the morning all this week and a bunch of last week, too.
That's not
What
cool.
are you, a like, Lewis
why?
And Clark explorer?
No.
Back up.
So random.
We're headed across the United States and we're eating bison the entire way.
Are you, like, butchering it in your little backyard? What are you doing?
No, I'm not butchering my
Hard
own,
to catch those things, yeah.
My own
Is
bison.
It?
I've been eating their meat bars. I've been eating a meat bar every day.
I bet you have.
No,
it sounds, Graham's really into meat bars.
It sounds like a weird concept.
Hanger.
But one of my wife, she works at one of the brands she works on is this company called Epic.
Yeah.
And they're actually a really cool company if you want to look up their story and stuff. But
you're
how
not
they,
getting paid for this. Just get to the meat bars.
Right. But they make meat bars
that hang off a bison.
And and it's kind of like, you know, picture like a bar, you know, like that you'd.
How do you pin those bison down?
It's made out of meat.
That's awesome.
So good.
So on three, cool or not? One, two, three.
Cool.
Not. Oh, so two knots.
Delicious.
Two cools.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Doja Cat, say so. Doja Cat, say so. Wild 94.9, I was wondering, where did Doja Cat get her name? And Selena, you found out?
Yeah, so here's what I found. Doja Cat got her name from one of her cats and weed.
Okay.
Well, that's
Doja Cat.
See, I always kind of wondered that, but I didn't want to ask that because I thought maybe it was a stupid question. But, you know.
Well, coming from
Doja.
You.
What's Doja?
Weed.
Weed.
I didn't know that.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's like been in rap songs since when
Snoop
I was
Dogg
cool.
was born.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm not a weed guy.
Wow.
I didn't know. And then the cat, she got her cat high?
I don't know. Or she didn't elaborate. Either she had hella cats or maybe she had a cat named Doja. Not sure.
I hate people that do that, that get their animals high. They think that's funny. Watch. I'm going to blow it right into his face. He's going to take 3 steps and he's out.
I know I'm not trying to laugh. I'm not laughing at that.
Carol, checking in. JV, I watched The Bachelor vicariously through you. Oh, my God. The Bachelor last night.
Was it cray cray?
I don't want to give it away. I won't spoil it. But, Graham, please go watch the 2-part finale.
Okay. It's on my DVR.
It's a mom Waiting who there. Doesn't want this certain girl, and this girl is standing up for herself. That already happened in part 1. Well, they let him go back at it last night. It turned into the Jerry Springer show.
Love it.
Neither one was standing down. This mom is just awful, and honestly, I don't think this person that The Bachelor likes is handling it well either. You don't get into it with someone's mom. However, they didn't hold back.
I love it.
It was good.
Okay. So speaking of The Bachelor,
yeah.
Pilot Pete, as they call him, I guess, he went on Jimmy Kimmel this week and he weighed in on, you know, people who clap on flights. You know, after a long flight, sometimes it'll land and everybody's cheering and they're clapping. He's a pilot. So we wanted to, I guess Jimmy Kimmel, not we, wanted to know what he thought about that. He said, pilots can't even hear the applause. He said, quote, we have noise canceling headphones on to help with all the air going over the windshield. That we have, you know, the cockpit door, it's reinforced like crazy as well. So clapping, it's useless. Don't need to do it. So the next time you guys are on a flight and wanted to ask if people started clapping, would you just tell them to shut the F up? It does no good.
Wow. Graham?
Yes.
Okay.
I have never understood the clapping after landing. Oh, wow. They did their job. But I never understood it as, I never took it to be that you're applauding the pilot. I thought it was more of a, hey, we're all alive.
Like, yeah, I want to stick up for the clappers. Now, I've clapped once
on a plane.
That's
JV.
Embarrassing. I've also clapped once in a movie theater. But you are clapping to show the bond you have with the others and whatever you just went through. Like, I get that the actors on the screen are not hearing me. But it's like, hey, you guys, wow, what do you think? That was pretty good. And in fact, some people will go tell their friends, oh, yeah, our theater, everyone went nuts. Or if we, all the passengers, just went through hell, that thing dip, sigh, what can I say? I can't fit some poop inside the phone.
Oh,
anyway, if it dips to the side, then, you know, and we've gone through hell and we finally land, it's just all of us bonding. So just relax.
I mean, I've been on a clapping flight before. I wasn't a clapper because, hello, dorks. But I always took it as they were clapping, like, thank you, pilot, for
no.
Keeping us alive.
I don't think anyone in this room really thinks the pilot is hearing. Hey, can you open the door? Open the door. We're trying to clap for this guy. Will he come out and take a bow?
We're giving him a standing ovation. Come out and take your curtain call, pilot. Don't be shy.
Comes out and takes a bow. Come on.
My problem is, though, I feel like half the flights I've been on, there are some, you know, not everybody's clapping, but a fair number of people are clapping, and there has been no dips.
Yeah, don't do
what
that.
What can you say?
I can't fist the poop.
Inside the foyer. There's nothing. It's just a standard old landing and people clap.
Well, they shouldn't. You're right. Like I said, you can do it once in your life and I've used mine. So, you know, you don't do it again.
Good, dork.
But if you guys would like to, once, you can. You never will.
I never will.
Well, I'm glad ever. I stuck up for us people that did one time. What else you got,
I hate
Selena?
You guys. So a new treat for dogs just hit the market. It's dog yogurt. It's called Yogi Dog Yogurt. They said that it's super healthy for dogs. It's low fat. It includes 8 active
and
live cultures.
Oh, I thought it was yogurt flavor. Like, it was you got some pieces of dog in your yogurt.
Right. Oh. I'm out then.
No thanks.
This is yogurt that dogs can eat, not you eating dog-flavored yogurt. So it comes in 3 flavors
like
for
a lot
your
of
dog.
Fur in my yogurt.
Yeah. I like that new beagle flavor. Let me get another
bite. Babe, are you going to eat the tail? Because I was going to eat that. Okay.
So gross. It comes in 3 flavors. They got original, cheddar, and peanut butter. So you guys already know my doggy has a super sensitive stomach. Like, his farts stink so bad.
Right.
Would you be mad if I fed him some doggy yogurt? Who knows if he's lactose? No idea. But then brought him in here to spend the morning with us?
Not at all. And that would be great. I would have a good laugh, and then you can take him home to your bed.
Yeah, he'll sit in the car with you on the way back when his right, stomach is nice and churned up.
I told you when they change their diet, they deal with it for a month.
I thought yogurt actually was supposed to help their stomach.
Not her dog.
I've heard the exact same thing.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people have said have told us, like, because our dog has kind of a sensitive stomach. You throw a scoop of Greek yogurt or something on top of their food. That'll cure their gas. That'll get things going.
It's also anti-aging, so your dog will stay
young.
Very young.
Oh, how cute.
Are you guys grossed out that Natasha, mostly, and sometimes myself, as we're eating yogurt in the room, plastic spoon, will put it over to the dog and they take a lick off it?
Ew.
Oh, they love it. Wait, do you go back for a lick after that?
Yes.
Mm. You guys are so disgusting.
They love it. Our dogs are so clean.
That's some WPS.
Total WPS. Yeah, it is.
Like, my dog loves licking the yogurt spoon and the bowl. I give it to her when I'm done. I'm not going back for a lick.
But what if they're staring at you and they're like, hey, Dad, can I please have a lick? And you put the spoon over it and then you go back.
You get a different spoon. And their little nose gets turns white.
Oh, that's so cute. And it's like on their goatee.
And they're licking and licking and licking at their long tongues.
Our dog hears the spoon hit the bottom of a bowl.
And knows.
The drool, the waterworks of drool, because she knows she's going to get to lick the bowl. There is a puddle
on
the ground.
And you're denying her the whole time when she could just have a lick?
Sometimes you forget. You're on your phone, and then you look over. There's a river of drool. You're like, I got to give her the bowl. There's a restaurant chain in Southern California that's enacted a new operating procedure in light of the new coronavirus. They got a temperature checker.
Coronavirus? What's that?
I've never heard of that.
What is a coronavirus?
It's going viral right now.
Okay.
This temperature checker stands at the front door. Anybody that wants to come in and eat at the restaurant has to get their temperature checked to make sure they're not sick with a fever. The owner of the restaurant says they've only had a few rare cases where a customer refuses to be checked. Mm. Would you guys go to a restaurant if they had to take your temperature first before they let you come in and eat?
Yeah. You can first show me video of you doing it to all your employees. You're the one serving me food. So let's just make sure that they're without temperature and they're not sick. In fact, I want them to have a corona test. So do that, and then you can check my temperature. How about that?
I like that.
Yeah.
It also depends how. Are they like sticking a thermometer in my mouth? They're like other places.
The one like at the vet where they...
we get up on a table.
Yeah.
One of those cold metal tables. Thanks for being so nice to dogs.
What if you're just hot? Like, what if you were running right before you...
Who jogs and comes in for dinner?
Like, you're hungry, so you ran to the restaurant.
We got a table for two. Sorry that I'm in my running shorts.
Didn't want to be late.
All right. The JV Show on Wild 94.9. What's going on, the JV Show, on a Wednesday?
Yep.
All right, that's fine.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
No.
I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
There is this guy, Justin Bernardes, who teaches you how to do other people's music. So this one is how to do a G-Eazy song.
Oh.
And at the end, we'll give him a score, 1 to 10, okay?
Okay.
Today we're going to do a G-Eazy song. First thing we need is some bells. Bring in the drums. G-Eazy likes to talk about getting M's, getting girls, and squares. I don't even care, I keep it hyphy. King of the Bay with no wifey. You a Rubik's Cube cause you still a square. I fly to Hawaii when I'm getting laid. Next, the ad-libs. Shee! Gerald, G, A. And last, don't forget to say you're from the Bay. Let's hear it. Gerald, A. Shee! I don't even care, I keep it hyphy. King of the Bay with no wifey. Yeah, I'ma take your girl and she over there.
I'm gonna give his ad libs a 10.
I loved them.
Otherwise, the entire thing, I'm gonna give it like an 8.5. I thought it was pretty good because he does a lot of different artists. You're not gonna nail every artist. I thought it was pretty good.
I'm giving him a 10.
A 10?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was cheesy sound, like dead on.
Yeah. He didn't say, if he could mimic the voice a little more, that would have been really good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a 9. I mean, to have G-Eazy voice those few lines and have him drop those in there, it would people would be like,
G-Eazy
oh,
song.
My God, the new G-Eazy.
When are you dropping that? Do you guys hate when an artist plays, like, 15 seconds of something, and it's all comments? Drop that! Drop that! When are you going to drop that? Drop that! Just drop... Why don't you drop it? Why don't you just drop it, and then when they get it done and it's finished, it'll be out.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. People would be jumping all over it going, drop that. Drop that.
Oh, yeah.
Fire emojis.
From the bay.
Natasha, 1 to 10, how do you score it? She wasn't listening.
I could tell she wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I score a high 8.
An 8, okay.
Okay.
Good. Selena, what do you got?
Yes, okay. So in Florida, they have Operation Owl. I don't know if that's what it's called. That's what I'm naming it. Okay. So bars in Florida, they are trying to, I guess, make it easy for women to ask for help if they need it, maybe if they're on like a date or something like that. So what they're doing is they're putting up posters in the women's restroom explaining, you know, if you are in danger or if you need help, you go to the bar and you order these specific drinks. So an owl shot neat will let the bartender know that you need an escort to your car. An escort, I said that weird. If you order an owl shot on the rocks, that means that you would like the bartender to call for a ride to just get out of there. And if you order an owl shot with lime, that means that you are in a potentially dangerous situation and you need the police to be called ASAP.
Jeez, that is confusing. And you're at a bar and you're buzzed? What if you go up to the bartender and you're like, can I get an owl to the sheets, 911.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. So what's your situation? What did you want with the owl? That's way too much.
I think it's confusing. I just see so many different ways this could go wrong. I think it's such a cool idea what they're doing, but it's like, to your point, JV, yeah, what if you go to the bar and you're already drunk and you see something that says owl shot and you're like, oh, that sounds good. You go order an owl shot.
Or you do the wrong thing and they're calling 911. They're like, no, that's not what I was saying.
Or the bartender has no idea what you're talking about. Like, that's not a real drink, dumbass. Yeah. Like, get out of my bar.
Can't you just hoot like an owl? And depending on how many, whoo! Okay, waiting for another one. Okay, call. This person's in trouble.
Yeah, we need, like, just put a legit panic button at each table or something because, yeah, people are not going to get this straight. I was a bartender for a long time.
Yeah,
and someone
and you guys
up,
are stupid.
And they'd order some shot by some weird name. Yeah, and I'd turn around and pretend like I was making it, but I'd be looking on my phone.
Oh,
like,
really? You had to look it up?
How do you make this? What's the recipe for that? What's in an owl shot?
Interesting.
And if I couldn't find it, yeah.
You'd make it up?
Make something up, some kind of mixed shot.
This is how we make the owl.
This is the owl shot. You want it? Oh, you want it with lime? There you go. There's the lime on it.
If they go, where's my lime? Then you throw it across the room.
Yeah, here.
In their face.
Owl shots.
I'm with Graham. Go up. There's like a panic button at the bar. Hit it.
Yep.
Like Family Feud. Just.
But then you don't want the person who you're like afraid of to see you hit the panic button. It has to be like discreet and secretive.
Well, don't you think the guys know? They got the same poster in the guy's bathroom. So she goes up and she's talking all this owl stuff and
no,
he
it's
knows.
Only in the women's restroom.
Oh, okay. So women have to figure out this whole code of an owl.
Yes.
What if I was
before
in
they can get help
on a date?
That's true. That is very sexist.
I don't know. It is sexist. They should make something separate for, I guess, the guys.
I got
the
one.
Girl doesn't know.
I got one.
There's an ugly owl all over me.
Right? Do you tell the bartender?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's not nice.
Oh, what else, Selena?
If anybody's seen the story, I apologize, but this happened earlier this week. A drunk university student in the UK was trying to get home after a crazy night out on the town drinking. So he's hella drunk. He goes to type in his destination in the Uber app. He falls asleep in the car. He wakes up 250 miles away from his destination with a $1,700 Uber bill.
Wow.
Because he accidentally typed in an address in a whole other city, like across the country or something like that. Like it was a 5-hour ride and he slept through most of it. So he gets there and he's like, where the heck am I? The driver though was super nice. He decided to not charge him for the trip because it was a mistake. And then, the writer gave him a 5-star rating because he was super cool about it. Is it bad of me that if I'm the driver, I'm still going to charge you? I drove your ass for 5 hours. Like
I'm
I deserve
somewhere in
something.
Between. Like I'll cut you a break, but you got to pay something.
Oh yeah, you're buying the next couple tanks of gas for me or something.
Yeah, buy my gas at minimum.
At minimum.
And then some of the fare. By the way, doesn't this automatically get charged on Uber like the driver owes that because it's been tracked on the Uber app?
I'm sure.
Uber wants their part of it.
Yeah.
So you can't just forgive this. You have to, even if you're not making money, I'm with Graham, pay my gas, and you're also going to pay what's owed to Uber.
But if you're the driver and you're driving 5 hours, aren't you going to check a couple of times? Oh, so you're going here, right?
Yeah, why
right?
didn't you? You got to ask, hey, are you sure we're going to Nova Scotia?
Yeah, but I mean, that's across the ocean. But
yeah, I know.
He was sleeping.
But yeah, like, what do you do if they're like passed out? I mean, people have you know, super passed out in the car. Like, they're out. Like, you're
I think you asked.
Like, hey, is this your exit? No? Okay, is this it? They're not going to answer.
But if someone comes out of Chili's and they don't have a suitcase and it says 5 hours, just ask. Wake them up and ask.
They usually do confirm, like, when you get in the car, like, oh, okay, so we're going to the airport, right, or we're going to wherever.
Yeah, I think you should.
I don't know why this guy didn't, but I say still make him pay. I'm sorry, you made a mistake. If you have an issue with it, take that up with Uber, not me. That's
all right, Selena, what do you got coming up here?
So Jeffree Star says he has 3 NBA players in his DMs. That's coming up inside today's Hottest Trending at the 55s.
Hottest things trending. What's hot in hit music, Hollywood, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
Today's Hottest Trending brought to you by Santa Clara University's Levy School of Business. Learn more at scu.edu/business. All right, so before I get to talking about Jeffree Star, just for the people who don't know who Jeffree Star is, he is one of the biggest beauty influencers out there. Like, he's huge on social media.
He's definitely the biggest influencer.
I would agree with that, yes.
Makeup, and one of the biggest in social media.
The biggest on YouTube. He's really popular for doing makeup reviews. He has his own cosmetics brand that's super successful.
Yeah.
So Jeffree Star says that he's got NBA players in his DMs.
Ooh.
So some rando on Twitter just discovered that Jeffree is 6'1". So he tweeted out, Jeffree Star is 6'1"? Bro is playing with the wrong balls.
Oh.
So Jeffree Star shut him up real quick with this response. He said, there are currently 3 NBA players in my DMs right now, but thank you for your concern.
Is it possible that they just wanted the tip that he recently gave out with makeup? Like, could it be a makeup thing?
It's possible. I wish Jeffree would have elaborated more. So I guess anything is possible at this point.
Yeah.
You know.
What's your gut telling you? Do you think there's some interest there? Like some legit, some guys trying to holler at him?
Yeah.
From the NBA? Yeah,
of course. You know. I wouldn't doubt that. I mean, I think there's a lot of people who just are afraid to come out, especially if you're popular, you know?
Yeah.
So more TV shows are deciding to go without live studio audiences. Wow. Yesterday when we talked about this, it was only Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune that were like, you know what? We don't want this coronavirus getting spread around here. Live audiences are canceled.
Did anyone watch Wheel of Fortune to see if they did the fake laughter?
No, I didn't watch.
Like Pat going, oh, okay, you asked for a vowel. I thought you asked for a bowel. That's just a small smattering on that. But then when he said, yeah, but I thought Vanna farted. Like, did they add some in there?
I want to watch now to see like what it sounds like
to just be dead silent.
There is a lot of other talk shows now that are going to be scrapping the live studio audiences. So there's a number of shows we could watch today to see what it's like. The View is going without their live studio audience. Same with Live with Kelly and Ryan. Good Morning America, Dr. Phil. Last night, the Wendy Williams Show also announced that they're going to start taping with nobody else in there. Just Wendy.
Nobody wants to show up anyway.
So Wendy just sitting there?
Yeah.
Facing no one? Those empty seats?
Isn't that
weird?
Yeah. And she like interacts a lot with her audience. So it's going to be super awkward.
All right. Graham, what do you got?
The war of words between Draymond Green and Charles Barkley has continued to escalate. These two have never seemed to like each other. I think all stemming from a time that Barkley was critical of Draymond on TV a couple years ago. Well, recently on Inside the NBA on TNT, Barkley mocked Draymond for his poor production this season, to which Draymond responded that he's going to take Barkley's TV job because he is, quote, not smart enough, not qualified, no rings, can't sit at this table.
Oh.
Draymond has, of course, won rings with the Warriors. Barkley never did, although he's widely regarded as one of the top players of all time. So Barkley just clapped back. Can I say that?
Yeah, I think once.
Just
right,
once,
Selena?
Yes.
One time.
All right, Barkley clapped back saying that Draymond has a face for radio, doesn't have a TV face.
Hold on.
Now you're coming
What's
for
that
us.
Supposed to mean?
Yeah, come on, easy, Charles. And he later went on to say that, quote, he's the least famous person in the boy band, and he thinks he's a star, and he's not. He's lucky to be in the boy band. He thinks all the girls are screaming for him. No, they're screaming for Justin Timberlake.
That's a good, strong clapback.
I know, I love it.
The clapback was strong.
It's like I love, you know, I love, I want to support Draymond and the Warriors, but Charles Barkley is one of my favorite players of all time.
He won this beef.
If, yeah, like this is a competition right between these two athletes, Draymond is losing.
Yeah. Yes. And I love Draymond. Yeah, but he lost.
We all do. All right. Anything else?
Yeah, the World Health Organization issued some new guidelines on how they think you should be greeting people during the coronavirus outbreak, and the handshake is out. No more handshaking. The organization said that since respiratory viruses, like the coronavirus, can be passed by shaking hands and touching one's eyes, nose, and mouth, they advise people to no longer greet each other with a handshake. Instead, they suggest waving, nodding, or bowing. The NBA has already told its players to avoid high fives. There have been other similar recommendations from doctors and other groups floated out there, but this is the first time the World Health Organization has weighed in to make this advisory. No more handshakes, people.
So, do I have to bow as well? I mean, I expect that already from other people in the building.
Of course.
To bow to me, but I have to do it back now? I'm supposed to do it back?
No.
I can't still put my finger in my eye and put it on their mouth?
I think you can nod. The thing that'll be awkward is when most of the sales staff sees you, JV, they not only bow, but they kiss your hand.
Right. So they're no longer going to... I swear to God, if they stop kissing my hand, I'm going to be pissed.
That's the thing. I don't think you
but
can
you
put your hand out
that.
To be kissed anymore.
I have this ring on my finger.
I know.
It's actually not a ring. There's so much germs.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So JV, I know, loves himself some Harry. So
I love myself some Harry.
So I'm always looking for Harry stories, you know.
Yes.
So Harry Styles, he is set to kick off a whole tour next month. And a lot of people were wondering, well, how is the coronavirus, if it is it going to impact his tour? A lot of other artists are pushing back tour dates or just canceling them altogether. He, on the other hand, as far as we know, as of now, it's still going through with them. He says they are monitoring everything, but he doesn't know yet how serious he should be taking this and if he should be panicked and freaked out. So
that's
as of
one
now,
of the things
it's not going to affect
I
his
love
shows.
About Harry is the virus really can't mess with it, can't penetrate.
Can't get through that.
Yeah. Well. This portion of the show is brought to you by Squeeze. Get to squeeze.com. Try a 3-day cleanse. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. A couple of interesting things and then a positive story. Graham, you got the first interesting thing?
Do you guys remember when LeBron James said that if there are no fans at NBA games, he ain't going to play?
Yes.
Well, the NBA obviously told teams to prepare, you know, for games without fans because of the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And LeBron, you know, he didn't like it. He had a very strong take on it. Well, the bosses upstairs must have given him a call and gotten a hold of him and said, you might want to change your tune because when he was asked about it yesterday, he sort of flipped the script real quick.
Yeah.
And now he says, well, you got to listen to the people that are keeping track of what's going on. If they feel it's best for the safety of the players, safety of the franchise, and safety of the league to mandate that, then we'll all listen to it.
That's interesting. I wonder who he talked to. Because he was so strong. He goes, I don't care what they do. I'm not playing a game without fans. They can do, this is a quote, they can do what they want. Talking about the NBA. I don't care what you decide. I'm not playing. And then, they do what they do, and we've got to trust on their guidance.
Do you think
this was his voice, by the way, when he said it. We have to trust on their guidance.
Do you think they were like, okay, well, then you can just sit out? And he really thought about it and was like, maybe it's not worth my team losing? Or
I don't know.
I think that's part of it. I think, you know, the NBA is a players' league. I think, you know, the commissioner of the NBA might call LeBron before he calls, you know, the owner of, you know, the New Jersey, the Brooklyn Nets or something. He probably calls, LeBron's probably number two on the list of people he's going to alert about this stuff and counsel about this stuff. So I think he probably told them, hey, buddy, you want to keep playing this league?
Isn't it less pressure to play without a bunch of fans?
No, I think you want the fans. Unless you're in hostile territory. I mean, you know, if you're at some place where everyone's booing you, that would suck. But otherwise, you want the energy, feed off the energy of the crowd.
I would think that it would just feel like a practice. So you're just kind of, you're
that's
kind of
true.
Best.
It's kind of like a scrimmage.
Yeah.
It'd just be
I think they should just wear their sweats, by the way.
It'd be weird. Yeah, don't even take the warm-ups off.
With nothing under.
And then people can also, on the other end, where they're not, you know, playing at the time, they can play around there.
Just shoot around going on.
Just get out of the way once the game's coming to the other end. My interesting things. These are going to be coronavirus quick hits. The first thing, a 100-year-old man in China has recovered from the virus.
Really?
100 years old. He's the oldest patient to beat it. Good for him. The next thing, President Trump's new chief of staff, Mark Meadows, is under self-quarantine.
Uh-oh.
I've never had a need for that fingers crossed emoji. I'm saying let's hope he's going to be okay.
Yes.
Right.
Of course.
I also heard rumor that Trump's chef as well is quarantined. Now, double finger crossed.
Yep.
That he gets well.
Yes, doesn't get
or
it.
Somebody gets
best
something.
Wishes.
Anyway, also, as you know, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders both had to cancel rallies in Ohio last night. Let's see here, a meeting in D.C., they told politicians stop shaking hands and start using the Star Trek live long and prosper sign.
What? Why?
I mean, can you wave? Are you really trying to lose all the young votes? Hey, blah, blah, blah.
What? What?
Live long and prosper.
Why do we have to bring
That's what it means? I never knew that. I just thought it was like the weird V thing.
Yeah, well.
Oh. Yeah, why do we have to bring a... Why do you have to bring a fictional TV series hand sign?
And then Joe Biden smells it.
Sticks his tongue out between it.
Be careful. Can't do that.
Quick hits on the coronavirus. At least two Grand Princess cruise ship passengers are now suing them. $1 million in damages is what they're asking for.
Wow. That's what I would do.
Sue them?
Yeah.
I mean,
they're saying they mishandled everything.
Yes.
I want to get paid for
absolutely.
This. You have wrecked my life. But I don't think these people should become millionaires.
No, I don't think you should be awarded $1 million. Now, had you actually gotten it on a cruise ship and you think they mishandled, you know, the dissemination of information or
if you got it,
you might have a, I think this is going to open the floodgates. I think we're going to see a lot of these cases.
Quick hits here. Colleges and universities across the country moving to online classes. Harvard told students leave for spring break. Just go. Don't come back. And we hope to have online classes set up by March 23rd.
Oh, nice.
You know, the students are like, spring break. But where do you go this year?
Yeah, but flights are cheap right now.
True.
Do you still go and party?
Yes,
you try to spring break it?
If I'm a college kid, I would risk it.
Me too.
Two more here. A monthly non-sexual cuddle party in San Francisco has been postponed.
Oh,
I love those things.
Yeah, no, I had that on my calendar. Dang it.
And finally, this is my favorite meme of all of this coronavirus. Hashtag coronavirus kills 3,000 people and we lose our minds. Heart disease is the number one killer in the world and we put fried chicken between two donuts. And
yum.
Have you seen the KFC commercial?
Yes.
Yeah, so we don't care about that. Fried chicken between two donuts. You kill like 500,000 more people of heart disease. We don't care about that.
Not as much.
That sounds good, though. I know. I'd eat that.
All right, Selena, tell me something good.
All right, so two cops in Atlanta, they spotted a woman walking in the cold, and she was holding like a bunch of balloons. They stopped. Turns out she was out getting supplies for her daughter's first birthday, but she was walking. So the officers were like, hey, do you need a ride? She immediately said yes. Once they were all in the car, Sergeant Nick Boney handed his card to another officer, to the other officer there, and was like, hey, take this card. Go get a cake for this mom. We're going to surprise her and her daughter with this birthday cake. So they surprised her. The mom was so happy they had done that. She invited them over to her house to meet the kids. They had some cake together. To make this story even more awesome, this entire thing actually happened back in January, and Sergeant Nick wanted zero credit for it. So we never said anything about it. Didn't tell anybody. The department was doing random audits of body cam footage, and they're the ones who stumbled upon this and posted the video online.
Great story. Be honest, though. Would you let an officer boner bring your kid a cake?
Boney.
Oh, okay, then fine.
Either one.
Never mind.
No.
Either one. I'm okay. I'm not okay with it. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So it's the JV Show. Good morning. I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
Today, March 11th, is National Promposal Day. Oh. Are we still doing those? I don't see anything about it online.
About whether or not proms are going to happen?
Oh, I'm not seeing the promposals. Remember last year and the year before, it's like they were so elaborate.
Yeah.
You were seeing them everywhere. I haven't seen anything.
I think it's a little, is it too early? No, I think proms
it's
could
National
be next month.
It's National Promposal Day today.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're going to start happening now.
Maybe all the high school seniors you're creepily following graduated, so you're seeing a lot less on your Twitter?
No, then but he's got...
I would see it all over anyway.
I think
it makes news stories.
I mean, I guess part of the reason we're not seeing much of anything right now is because one story is dominating, you know, all headlines.
Again, not true. I'm still seeing plenty of fights. I'm seeing awful human behavior. I see animals cuddling.
Yeah.
I see people doing all the silly other challenges. I'm just not seeing promposals.
Oh, it's
Do
over?
You think that faded out? Like maybe that's not the thing. And another question. Will we have a prom this year? Like, do we send students in with a hazmat suit and their corsage on it?
I still see proms happening, unless it's a school that's shut down during that time.
If this continues the way it's continuing and we're getting rid of gatherings and graduations and all those sorts of things, why would we have kids going to a prom?
Well, we'd have an online prom, JV, just like they're doing
a virtual
online
virtual
classes. It's a lot harder to awkwardly dance up sweatily on your prom date.
Do I still put online. a gym hat in my wallet?
Yep.
For the virtual one?
Always want to be prepared.
Okay.
No, Selena, you're I'm looking up promposals and like,
and
I
they're happening?
No.
Yeah. See, I haven't seen any
current. It's one from like 3 years ago that went viral. Like, wow.
Are all the schools canceled right now? Could we talk to someone in high school to find out if the promposals are still a thing?
No, there's some schools that are still.
I think I think most schools are still in.
They are? Okay.
There's a couple that are out.
Are we still doing promposals? If you're in high school, we'd like to hear from someone. If you get a chance, give us a call here. 888-333-9490. Gotta read this email, you guys.
Okay.
Hi, JV. It's Susan. I was thinking of some old doghouse shows, and some of them were making me laugh. Like the time you were trying to figure out how to say the plural version of Kanye West's last name. You announced that Kanye West's mother passed away.
Oh,
I didn't mean to laugh at that.
Yeah,
but, yeah.
But yeah, if you talk about Kanye West's, you know what I mean? It's a little difficult right there.
West's.
Kanye West.
See, it's difficult.
West. New
Kanye
shoes are coming out.
Yeah, let's not talk about mom, but Kanye West's new shoes.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
That's why if I say it, I don't.
Natasha, that's like, high schoolers calling, and you're sitting there on your thumb.
That's why if I do say it, I still say it. No, I just say like Kanye West shoes.
That's not right. You can't do that.
Correct.
You've got to put some extra S's in there. Yeah. At least two.
It takes too long. Because you got to like slow it down to really emphasize the extra S's.
And she says, I've been listening to the JV show for 2 months now. Love Graham with the distraught, angry, yelling man. That's an instant classic.
Thank you.
Also love Natasha and Selena. All the best to you. Susan from Selden, Long Island. Can I tell you why I love this so much? She's a listener from when Elvis and I moved to New York.
That is so cool.
I remember her and she would call in and she was hilarious and she was so awesome. I know the freaking name. So for her to just now join over here from she's out in New York, but to start listening to us here and say that she enjoys the whole crew. Susan, this just brightened my morning.
That's awesome.
That's super awesome.
And no wonder she loves all the yelling and the angriness from Graham. Everybody out there is angry, right?
I wouldn't say angry, just not friendly.
Yeah.
Like, okay, how dare you come out here from California smiling? What are you smiling at, bitch? So I got clocked a few times. Is your name Dominique?
Dominic.
Dominic. Okay, missing some letters on the screen here. So, Dominic, what grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
And are promposals still happening? Because I don't see them online.
I've seen a few at my school.
Okay.
I've seen them, like, throughout the years I've been in high school. I'm planning one for my girlfriend.
You are.
What are you going to do?
Well, I don't know if you should say it on air.
I don't know yet, actually. I don't know.
Okay,
so you're not planning one.
No plans there.
Liar, you said you're planning one. You're not planning one.
He's planning to do one.
I'm planning on doing one.
Oh, that's what he said. Okay, my bad. All right. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Nicole. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, so what grade are you in?
Oh, no, I coach at a local high school, and we had our first one last night. So they're about to start, because proms are usually at the end of March.
Gotcha. So you saw someone doing a promposal?
Promposal, and then I got a couple secret ones happening as well with our team too, because people reach out to be like, hey, I'm going to do it, and so we'll work it around practice and whatnot. But yeah, they're about to start up.
Okay, you said end of March is prom.
Yeah, typically. So the prom is usually around March, and then a thing called senior ball is usually in April.
Yeah,
so seniors do one and juniors do the other, so they're about to sprout up because they're starting now.
And do you think they're going to happen with all of these things that are being shut down, all these public events?
I don't know. I hope so, but it's a big question mark. Like you said, putting on hazmat suits and maybe doing a silent disco would work.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Thanks for the call. I just imagine everyone in a hazmat suit and you still stay 3 feet from each other while you're dancing.
That'd be cute with the corsage still.
Yeah.
If you're taking my daughter to prom, you better be 3 feet while you're dancing, guy. Back up.
Yeah.
Maybe 4 feet.
You better be suited up.
Yep.
Yeah?
Well, in a hazmat suit.
Just in case.
Is it Brienne?
Yes.
Hi, Brianne. Are you in high school?
I am not. I am an older sister of a high schooler, and he told me that they do just flowers and a poster. Nothing like when I was back in high school, but okay, we'll deal with it. And that I think everybody's kind of hesitant this year because the schools have told them, wow, where we're at, the schools have told them that, you know, don't jump the gun because there's a potential that we'll have to cancel events. They've already canceled a couple of fundraisers that they do, so.
Right. All right, thanks so much for the call. Yeah, I would think you would get that out to the students, like, hey, I know you want to ask someone to go to the prom, but just hold up one second. We need to decide whether we're going to have it. It would suck to get someone all excited and then, oh, it's canceled.
I would be devastated. If I'm a senior in high school, like, the only thing you look forward to is prom, and for that to be taken away because the stupid coronavirus, like, it would ruin my life.
Yeah. Graham, you're still going, though?
Oh, yeah.
You're going this year?
I'm doing big promposal.
You got your promposal all set.
I'm going to bungee jump from a hot air balloon down to the girl I'm asking, drop some flowers right in front of her,
and then go back up to the sky?
Before the bungee cord snaps me back up into the air. It's going to be legendary.
I love it. Hope no one steals it.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Magic Matt in the mix. Yeah. Wild 94.9. Sophia, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. What grade are you in?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay, great. What school do you go to?
I go to Skyline High School. I'm actually on the way to it right now.
Oh, cool. So today is National Promposal Day, and I'm noticing this year there's hardly any promposals online. Do you think they're kind of done, or are they still happening?
Oh, they're definitely still happening. At my school, they're like more minor. They're not as extra, but when they do happen, there's like huge crowds.
Oh, okay. So when they happen, there's big crowds, but you do think they're slowing down a little bit?
I think they're maybe slowly dying down.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some people just do it for the clout, so it might increase.
Yeah, that's the only reason I would do a promposal is for the clout. I don't like the chick, obviously.
Wow.
But for the clout and the likes,
obviously,
you got to do it. By the way, we were also asking people if they think maybe prom will be shut down because of the coronavirus.
I mean, at my school, it'll probably still go on.
Yeah.
We're doing it in San Francisco, but if it does cancel due to coronavirus, that'll be like really rough.
Why? Do you have someone that you are planning on going with to prom?
They're seniors. I'm a sophomore. That's kind of... I don't plan to.
Unless you get an older man.
Yeah.
You know?
Man, some hair on his chest.
Ew, nobody wants chest hair, JV. Cool.
All right, thank you, Sophia.
Thank you, bye.
All right, have a good day, bye. Got an email here to read, if you don't mind.
Love those.
Just don't make noise with the paper.
Yeah, right. Too much noise.
Ah. Hi, JV Show. My son Aiden and I listen to you guys every morning. It's his birthday on Wednesday. He's turning 10 years old.
Nice.
That would be so awesome if you could wish him a happy birthday. And that's from Mom Sandra. So, Aiden, Mom loves you very much. We do as well. I don't think we have Natasha sing a happy birthday right now. We're going to do something else.
Okay.
Yesterday, we drew names. And the name that you drew, you had to tell them why they're awesome. And Natasha struggled with Selena. Hand me your phone.
Hand me anything that...
Hand me your phone.
Because
here's the thing.
Remarks.
Give me the phone. Thank you. Because you're going to hear here, and Natasha struggled to come up with reasons that Selena's awesome.
Yeah.
But then all day... Natasha was like, I feel bad. Do you think she understands that she's an awesome person? I go, well, clearly she's not.
Yeah.
You couldn't. Natasha goes, well, I want to write some things down, and can I get another chance at it tomorrow? I go, no, babe, it's over. It's done. She goes, please, just let me try it again. So we'll let you try it again, but I'm taking her phone away because you should be able to know it from your heart.
Yeah, speak from the heart.
First, this was yesterday.
Selena, you're so awesome because you're
wow.
Because you always have great
hair buns.
Not today.
Can't think of anything.
And you can talk really, really fast. And
that's
you can
true.
Do great raps.
That's why you're awesome, because you can do the Godzilla rap.
and I love your name. Names.
I love your names.
Plural.
Selena and Carolyn.
Stop it.
Wow. You really struggled on that.
It's okay.
That was hard.
You laughed Tasha. Through it.
No, honestly, she really is. Most people can't. You have to get to know her to really know.
To really see the goodness.
Otherwise,
you have to know her for years to finally get to something good.
No, but it's true.
It's like a Werther's.
She has a shell, so people have to, like,
gnaw at it forever.
Yeah.
There's a hard shell that you have to break into.
Once
no
you break
one's
past
done
that,
it.
I'm a softie.
Yeah.
You are.
Thanks, Natasha.
That wasn't so awesome. All right, so we're going to let you try it again. So act like you just drew her name and tell Selena why she's so awesome.
Look me in my eyes while you do it, too.
Selena, you're awesome because you're beautiful.
You keep looking away.
And you're dependable. You're super reliable. You're super, super smart. I think a lot of people like don't give you enough credit. You really are.
I thought she was going to say, I think a lot of people think you're dumb.
I think you're dumb as a box of rocks. But...
because she likes, you know, like, you know, a lot of current event things that...
Here
you
we go.
Like
you like dumb stuff.
This is where it derails.
I think a lot of people think you're dumb because you like dumb stuff.
And you're
Oh, it's getting good.
Where's my phone?
No, you do not get your phone.
And you're a beautiful person, and you care about a lot of
yourself.
Things. Yeah, as animals. Long as as long as she benefits.
I have it all written down. Damn
right.
it.
I think you care a lot about a lot of things as well, as long as you benefit from it.
Well, of course. I mean, isn't everybody?
She's a good mom. She's a great role model for all the young women, young moms, independent
there you go.
Should've
women
led with that,
out
that
there.
That's good. Those two, I like that. You're a great role model. You are independent. You're strong. You're getting out. You're doing
it. She does great makeup. Her eyebrows are always perfect. She has beautiful, long, luscious hair.
You can paint on your eyebrows faster than anyone I've seen.
You really? Do your eyelashes like 2 seconds.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right, Selena is awesome. Once a week, we throw some things out and we discuss, is that cool or not? Let's get it going.
What do you guys think? Cool or not? Everybody that's convinced that this coronavirus has been around a long time, because on the back of the Clorox wipes and the spray, it says that it kills coronavirus. How could they have known?
Oh, God.
Clorox wipes from the future?
Exactly.
That's cool.
We've explained this so many times, and every 3 days, someone will hit us saying, you guys, this coronavirus, look at this. And I don't know if it was predicted by Clorox or what, but my old Clorox thing, it says coronavirus on it. We'll explain it one more time.
Yes.
A coronavirus is a type of virus, because when you look at it through a microscope, it has like this crown around it. That's why it's corona. But this new COVID-19, brand new, okay, just started.
Yeah, no, we'll still get a call. I got a call about it yesterday on the request line. I got a couple emails about it yesterday. People hit me on social media with it. It'll still continue to come. People
even with this explanation, they'll still say
they think they've cracked the conspiracy.
This coronavirus has been out because they wrote it on the Lysol bottle.
It must be just a scam to make a bunch of extra money for the Clorox company.
Cool. Right. Is this cool or not? So AJ, my boyfriend, gets to stay home because of the coronavirus. He gets this whole week off.
Cool for him. Are you jelly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool or not? Huh?
Paid?
Yes.
Wow. Well, of course. Is he going to work from home, or are you just going to kick it?
So here's what happened. So he was at work Monday, right? And they sent a company-wide email. They're like, hey, you can stay if you want, but we understand people's concerns. You can go home for the week. All paid. Your benefits won't be affected, blah, blah, blah. Everybody gets up and leaves, right?
Yeah.
So there's nobody.
Just walk out.
It's a ghost town.
Uh-huh.
So cool or not, yesterday, they sent another email. They're like, hey, what we meant was, if you can work remotely from home, you can take the week off. If not, you got to get back to work. So he's back at work.
He went right back?
He had to. Bummer. Starting today. Like, they're making everybody, or most people, go back.
Have you seen the emails being passed around by managers saying, it's like one I saw is all caps. Like, if you miss more than one shift, best believe you will be replaced. It's all this threatening stuff. Like, this is a job. And by the way, this is in the food industry. This is in the fast food industry. They're basically saying, we don't care how sick you are. And they're saying, you miss 2 days, gone. But if you plan on missing, you better find someone to take your spot. This is your responsibility. So they're saying, come on in there super sick and serve up everyone's food.
Oh, that's nice.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it is.
Keep working, everybody. What do you guys think? Cool or not, some disruptive passengers upset by somebody sneezing on a flight caused a United Airlines plane to have to divert and land in a different city.
Because someone sneezed?
Yeah, I guess there were three people that were so rowdy. This plane was on a long flight cross country to New Jersey. They were so upset by this entire thing. You know, somebody was coughing and sneezing near them that, you know, the plane ends up landing. They checked the person out. The person just had allergies.
Wow.
They weren't even sick.
Did you see that one flight where the lady, God. Like, she was so mad arguing with the flight attendants that she coughed on them on purpose.
Oh, not
and
cool.
They took her down. They were slamming her and they're like, we need help. Take her down. People are losing their minds
yes.
over this stuff.
Is this cool or not? No matter how hard I try to teach my daughter to pronounce drawing correctly, because she likes to draw.
Yeah.
Drawing. She still says drawing with an L. Like, I'll slow it down. I'll say draw and then ing. And she'll say drawing, but together it's drawing.
Considering who her mom is.
Yeah. What do you mean? What is that?
No matter how many times we tell you it's not singer, it's just a singer. You keep saying singer.
That's what I say, singer.
The masked singer.
Masked singer.
I think it's totally understandable because her mom does it all the time with different words.
I know. I'd like to hear you go over the pronunciation of some of these words to her. She's probably picked up a lot of these that you say.
Speaking of your daughter, cool or not, yesterday you're talking about how the time is up. You're supposed to have sold all the candy for your daughter.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, see, I didn't help this year. This year, I didn't help because last year I bailed her out with quite a bit of money. And I was
you bought all of them last
year. Yeah. And I'm like, you're going to have to go back and say I wasn't able to get it done. Well, I had some money set aside, like some cash, right? That I had been holding on to. And I'm like, Natasha, we had cash. Where's the cash that we had? Why are you smiling, Selena?
I don't know. Which just sounds like a very intriguing story. Continue.
Uh-huh. I knew we had 320s. And I'm like, babe, where is the money? She goes, don't get mad, please. I go, no, I'm not going to get mad. Where's our money? She goes, please don't get mad. I go, I'm not going to get mad. Can you please give me the money, though? I need it.
Oh, I just paid for the rest of the candy for Selena.
You guys
bailed her out again.
Yeah.
We're enablers.
Why did she even try?
Yeah. Behavior.
Or actually, she doesn't.
Behavior.
Knows not to try.
I don't want Kiana to have a half a uniform. I'm sorry.
Right, but so between this show, just in this room right here,
we already bought
84 total candy bars.
So 84. You just come in here and we hand you your money and you don't have to do any work.
I did not ask you guys to, or even yesterday when Natasha gave me the money, I refused to take it at first. She's like, no, it's fine, just don't tell JV. So like,
I like how she says, I didn't ask any of you guys. Well, yesterday you said, well, yeah, if she doesn't sell them all, then she doesn't get her uniform and she doesn't get to play softball this year.
But that's only because JV asked what would happen if she didn't turn in the money. And I was totally prepared to just pay for it myself. That's what a lot of parents actually do. I didn't come here begging for you guys' money again.
Right.
You know, I was going to go around the building and beg other people's money.
Then go pay for it. Give us our money.
Well, I already turned it in. I don't have that $60 anymore.
All right. So, by the way, for the listeners, don't think I'm being mean to Selena. I'm totally teasing. It's all good. What do you got coming up here, Selena?
Okay, so you want to know what Cardi B has to say about the coronavirus?
Yes.
She makes a couple good points, too. It's coming up inside today's Hottest Trending at the 55.
Quick little break here.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Want to remind you, we are bringing it back. Wazmataz, our summer concert. Be here with the JV Show 7:30 in the morning on Friday. We'll give you the lineup. Plus, we got a pair of tickets to give away immediately after.
Hottest
things. What's hot in hit music, Hollywood, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
Today's Hottest Trending brought to us by Serendipity Food Truck, serving American comfort food. Follow them on Instagram at Serendipity Truck SF. So Wendy Williams ripped Nicki Minaj again. All right, so Wendy has already made it very clear that, like a lot of Nicki's fans, she is not here for Nicki's husband because of the things that he has done in his past. And yesterday on her show, she did not hold back. I want to put out a quick warning just because she does say the charges that he was facing, that he's been found, or I guess the charges that he has been found guilty of. And, you know, there's the R word and things like that. So if you do have younger ones in the car, just, I don't know if you want to just turn it down real quick.
You left that in, the R word?
Should I not have?
I would think you don't, but okay.
Should I not play this? I can just say what she said.
Let's do that. I think I don't like that word on the show.
So Wendy Williams, she was like, all right, Nicki, this is going to be my first story for tomorrow. And she ended up just railing on them anyways. And she basically said that, and she lists off all the things like, you know, I don't want to say the R word, but that at knife point, guilty of manslaughter. He's been to jail for these things. And she basically said, like, this is the kind of stuff, Nikki, that could tarnish your brand so badly you could see the end of your career because of this guy. Like, why are you with him? And the fans were cheering. They obviously agreed. I wanted to talk about that. Do you think she's right? Like, this is something that could hurt her brand so badly it could be the end of her?
I just don't understand how it's coming from Wendy. You're with someone who allegedly was dealing some major stuff all over New York and had you in a literal chokehold and was brutal to you and was abusive to you. And you're lecturing someone about being with a bad guy. Are you the one, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right.
Yeah.
But I guess to Wendy's point, there's like different levels of bad, like... You know what I mean? Like, you're holding somebody at knife point, manslaughter. You know what I mean? Wendy's husband didn't do those things.
That we know of.
Not that we know of. You're right.
Right. This guy was ruling a lot of New York with an iron fist. And he was very physical with his own wife.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. So, but will it tarnish her brand? I think it does, you know, somewhat. What do you think, Selena?
I don't think it'll be the end of her career just because people are...
It's already over, you said. That's what you told me.
That's not what I said.
Off the air.
I don't think she's obviously not.
Yeah,
she's not Nikki in 2010 anymore.
How can
we
it end
that?
Her career when it, like, the brakes have already
been hit on it?
I just know if there's, you know, anything that we know so far about... like real fans is that they will turn a blind eye to anything. You know what I mean? So I think there are people that'll not care about that. Yeah. And if she puts out a song that's good enough, they're going to be there for her.
Right.
That's what I think. So a couple of celebrities with very different takes on coronavirus. First, we have Cardi B. She posted this video on Instagram and she says, we should be panicked because if the virus isn't going to affect us health-wise, it will in other ways.
I don't understand how that was from Wuhan, China. Now all of a sudden this up and let me tell you something. I ain't go front. A bitch is scared. I'm a little scared. You know what I'm saying? Like, got me panicking. And a lot of you think it's a joke. Like I was thinking, right? But that right there, just because you think you are immune to it, guess what? Your pocket ain't, bitch, because a lot of was from China. So if you wonder where your weave or your fashion over packages have arrived, guess what, bitch? Coronavirus. Coronavirus.
So,
I could listen to her talk all day long.
Really, I didn't think that coming from you.
Heavy sarcasm. I was getting exhausted. I was
gonna, heavy sarcasm.
I was like, when is this clip gonna end?
So she's panicking for, you know, obviously a couple different reasons. The other celeb I want to talk about is Doja Cat, who she hops on Instagram live.
Coronavirus.
I love when Cardi does stuff like that. Okay, but I also want to play some Doja Cat audio here. She hopped on Instagram Live. And people were asking Doja about coronavirus. Is she scared? Is she panicked at all? Here's just a small clip of what she said.
Bitch, I'm not scared of a coronavirus or the beer version of that. I'm going to get corona and then I'm going to get a corona.
She basically called everybody after that a bunch of P words for the panic that is happening on social media and people being afraid to go anywhere and things shutting down.
Yeah.
She's not afraid of getting it, I guess. She said she'll just take some Mucinex, rest up a bit, and good as new.
Yeah. Where are you guys at with things? I've, you know, it was new and I was, you know, afraid of it, but now I'm just taking the precautions. I'm living my life. I'm washing my hands more, less going to the theaters. You know, I don't want to be in crowded places, but I'm going to live my life, though. I'm not in a panic. I'm not letting it consume me anymore.
I'm not panicky, but I am very cautious.
Well,
I think when I go places, I don't want to touch things. I'm like scared to pump my own gas. I mean, not afraid to pump it, but I make sure to like wash my hands or I got hand sanitizer in the car, things like that. I'm also not going to like take a flight somewhere right now or
really because I heard you were
I'm considering one but
so cheap right now
but not to leave right now right. I feel like things are, you know,
when you are about to touch the gas pump, do you go
yes
Oh, man. Graham, your story's got to be quick.
All right. The number of confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Santa Clara County has risen to 48, and three of the confirmed patients. Is that too fast?
Yes.
They turned out to be TSA workers at the San Jose airport. Health officials say they are all receiving medical care in isolation, and all other TSA employees they've come into contact with over the past 14 days have also been sent home to be quarantined. I guess that just leaves all the passengers who they screened. Oh, wait. We have no idea how many thousands of people they did that to. There are now close to 100 confirmed cases in the Bay Area, and nationwide there are over 1,000.
All right, KYLD, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. We are Wild 94.9, where next we're going to open up the phone lines to see if anyone out there agrees with this therapist who thinks people should be in open relationships. Yeah, you have a partner, but you should be able to explore outside of that. Right now, this is Doja Cat. Woo! Say so on Wild.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. It is the JV Show. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
And I'm Graham.
Natasha is in by the telephone, so make sure you ring it. The show is at its best when we got calls coming through. Not sure how many calls we're going to get on this one, though. So, Selena, what is it?
All right. So there's this therapist. She specializes in, you know, adults and marriage and things like that. She thinks that everybody should be in an open marriage because it would greatly improve and strengthen their marriage. She says that, you know, if people in relationships weren't so obsessed with being the only one person, this would work because one person, it's just impossible. They cannot meet all of your needs. And because people expect that one person can, that's a huge part of the reason why we have such a high divorce rate.
All right. Anyone in an open marriage? You guys are together, but you're also free to, we'll call it, hang out with other people. By the way, I used to believe that. I strongly believe that. I was like, I mean, if I have to in relationship, I'll be monogamous. That's what the other person wants. But there's no way one person is going to meet all your needs. And it's a natural thing to want to, you know, have fun with other people. I don't believe that now, but I strongly believe that before.
Would you try to, like, convince some, like, whoever you were dating that that's, it's just natural. I'm a man. I, you know.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course I'm going to try to convince them of that. But, and this is the honest truth, that changed when I was with someone that does totally complete me. And someone that I love so much, I wouldn't want her to ever feel bad. Any, like, even let's say I had some other needs, maybe that's something I need to work on myself, not just run immediately, you know, and act on that impulse, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got other needs. I mean, how is that making that other person feel? You have to work on this. If you really truly love someone, you work on all that. You work on yourself and your relationship. So
yes,
there would be no place for it in my relationship now. We have a call. Let's do that first, and then I want to get your thoughts, Selena. Let's go to Mila.
Hi, JV. Hi, Selena. Hi. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great. Fantastic. How are you, Mila?
I am doing fabulous.
All right. So you're in an open relationship or marriage?
No, I was telling Natasha that it's something that I've come to, like, kind of believe in, but it's like, it's a very tricky topic to talk, you know, to, like, really understand. I feel like it's very, very common for people to want to be with open relationships because, yes, you can't expect one person to provide all those, you know, emotional needs.
Yeah.
And being in a relationship, you have to have a lot of communication. So I think the misconception about being in an open relationship is that, you know, it's just easy. You get to connect with a bunch of people, you know, and that's great. And you get to have all these other experiences and have these other connections with people, but there's a lot of more communication, a lot more work, I feel, emotionally going into an open relationship because now you have to cater to everyone else's emotions. Think about how everyone else is feeling, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I like the word that you use there, communication, because you could meet each other's needs if you would communicate that. Unless it's usually a guy who's just like, I don't really totally love this person. I'm just trying to get as many women as I can. Well, that's not really a relationship. Yeah. You shouldn't be in one. But once you find someone and you truly love them, turn that off. Start to find out what each other's needs are.
To me, this kind of sounds like just being single. You know what I mean?
Right.
When you're single, you're allowed to date multiple people. And you do that because one guy is really good at conversation. One guy likes to buy you food. The other guy, you know, they all fit or they all satisfy your different needs in different ways.
Let's go to Francis. Good morning.
Hi there. How are you doing?
We're doing good. What do you got for us?
Yes. So I've been in an open relationship before, and I honestly believe that it is really hard to deal with if you're not communicating properly.
Yeah. Francis, I have a theory, could be wrong. I feel like open relationships, it's usually one person that wants it, and it just takes a whole lot of talking into of the other person to go along with it. But the other person doesn't really want it. They want to be in a committed relationship. Is that true or not?
That depends on the people. For me, it was something that I was down to try. I mean, it makes it easier. So at least I know that my dude's not cheating on me. But at the same time, if they're, going off doing what they want to do and they're not really letting you know, put it this way, people need to be more safe and use protection.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I always use protection personally, but, what about STDs?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like those.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Maria because she's in an open marriage. Maria, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Hi. How are you guys doing?
We're great. How are you?
Good.
So you're in an open marriage? What is that like? What's the situation?
I'm in a polyamorous marriage.
What's that mean?
So my husband and I both have boyfriends and girlfriends on the side.
Mm.
Wow.
No jealousies?
Mm-hmm.
You're never thinking, wow, he certainly is paying attention to her a lot more than I lately.
No jealousies at all. I mean, in the beginning of our relationship, it was hard to work through, but we've been together for 15 years.
And
we've been doing this for about 3 years now.
See, sorry, JV. I guess my thing is, and like when you're first getting to know somebody else and you're maybe dating the new boyfriend or whatever, you know how everything just seems like so great? And people always
say, new relationship energy. That's what they call it in polyamory world.
Okay, so I mean, did you ever think? And this isn't an attack on you. I'm just kind of wondering. I feel like this could happen in a lot of open relationships, where maybe you feel like the grass is greener on the other side. Why am I with my husband or whatever when this new guy is so great? Like, can't that get kind of
No, it doesn't, because we already know. We've been together for so long, and you go back to your dating days before you get married, and you that first year, the first 2 years, everything is great. But then you really get to know someone after the first 2 to 3 years. That's when you see the real person. So you got to keep reminding yourself that, it might feel great now, but eventually you're going to see the real person. That's why, things always end after a few years.
So, Maria, can you answer to what we're wondering? Like, Can't you find all the things that you need within your marriage? Like, if you really worked on it, if you looked at yourself like, hey, what is it that I need and what is it that they need? And maybe I should work more on myself and really what they need and try to provide that so we have love for one another without having to leave.
We do have love for one another. We have everything that we need. But sometimes, variety is the spice of life. We want to change things up a little bit.
Yeah. I understand that. Look, it does sound fun. Now that she said it, that was a little spice of life.
Wait,
a little,
Do you guys all hang out? Like, could you invite your the boyfriend over and you all have some drinks or?
Not yet. We haven't gotten to that point yet, but maybe one day soon. Who knows?
Wow, interesting. All right, Maria, thank you so much. Have a great day. We appreciate everyone weighing in on that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9. What's going on over there with you? You're talking about, you feel something in your head and there's coughing. Your eyes look very watery.
I'm choking.
Like you need me to administer the Heimlich choking?
Hey, don't touch me, you sicko. Okay, I'm fine.
Choking or like what? What would that have to do with your brain, though? You said you're feeling something weird.
Yeah, I do feel a sickness coming on, but that was choking.
We're about to open up the phone lines on something here. Natasha, would you mind running to the phones?
Thank you very much.
So what are we going to talk about, Selena?
All right. So there's this dad, right? Obviously, like any parent, Graham, I'm sure you want to keep your family safe.
Yep.
And especially with all this talk about the coronavirus, he's like, all right, we really need to up our hand washing game. So he goes to his 5-year-old daughter and trying to get her to wash her hands more. She is refusing. So he comes up with this plan to teach her a lesson. He one day told her that one of her dolls died from coronavirus to encourage her to wash her hands more so none of her other dolls will die too.
I don't like it. I'm not a parent. It's most important that we hear from parents. We have two in the room, but we definitely want to hear from you. 888-333-9490. Do you think that's a bit far to tell your kid, yeah, your doll just died because you didn't wash the hands on it. Is that a bit much? Or are you like, no, that's the kind of lessons we want to teach. And it's really going to now be in her mind. Scrub, scrub, scrub those hands. Again, I don't like it. I don't think you need to scar children like that. Just encourage, encourage, encourage. But Selena, what do you think?
It's way too far. It is so cruel. Your doll died because you didn't wash your hands enough. Little Molly or whatever your name is. Yeah. And now she's going to feel guilty like she killed one of her dolls and she's never going to see her favorite dolly again.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, she's like, I did this. I'm responsible for her
death. It's that. You don't want to scare her. Like, yeah. Make hand washing fun. Get her, let her pick out her own like scented bubbly soap or, you know, yeah. There's like a million different ways.
Graham, you're also a parent. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably more advisable to come up with a reward system for every time that they wash their hands. But man, if that's not working, we gotta learn them kids, JV. We gotta teach them something. Yeah, give them a lesson. Tough lesson. No, I don't know.
I don't believe that.
Really take that. I wouldn't be able to do that, and I would feel bad to see. You know, can you imagine a 3-year-old crying over their doll that's no longer there? That
no longer living.
Yes.
And if you agree with that, then you would also agree. Yeah, you know, if you don't eat your vegetables, it's how your grandma died. If you don't eat your vegetables, you're going to die.
Well, that's just true. Those are facts, JV. So.
That's a bit much.
There's people that don't eat vegetables and they're thriving.
I don't want to say
you think what the kid's going to say?
No.
That's bull crap. Plenty of people don't and they're thriving. All right, let's go to some phones here. Daniel, good morning.
Hi, this is Danielle.
That's what I said, Danielle. Right. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. I was just listening. I kind of just caught the end of the story that you guys were talking about the parent telling the little girl about washing her doll's hands.
Yeah, let me just say it again for anyone new just now tuning in. So a dad told his daughter, you got to wash your hands. And because you didn't do it right, one of your dolls is dead. Do you think that's a rough lesson or it's appropriate?
I think it's a rough lesson. I have a daughter that's 5 and I have a son that's 7. And that's just too far. Like, there's so much hype around this coronavirus and everyone's scared. And to be honest, it affects the elderly the most. And so to tell your child that their doll died is just too far.
Yeah. Should the dad go out? By the way, thank you, Danielle. Should the dad go out and buy some elderly dolls?
Yeah, we don't know how old this doll was. Maybe it was really old.
Start like putting stuff on them where they look sick. Make them, they're looking pale.
You don't want to scare her.
Right. Anonymous, good morning.
Hi. I actually study child psychology.
Great.
I'm on my way to work with the kids, actually.
Perfect.
And, you know, if you're teaching your kid that the doll's going to die, like when kids are old enough and they experience a loss, how are you going to explain death to them then?
Right.
Like that really messes them up, or it can mess them up. And I also work with kids who've experienced trauma, and, you know, introducing like trauma like that doesn't really set them up for an understanding. You know, there's a lot of different ways to teach kids how to wash their hands or do things that they don't want to do, and it's using reinforcement, like positive reinforcement, making a game out of it, doing all that stuff. Better ways.
Thank you so much. I want to say that there are so many adults, they don't understand why they have severe anxiety or depression, and it's because early trauma. Like, your brain has to now deal with that. That's so heavy. And it's like, oh, God, okay, so here's what I'll do. And then suddenly later in life, you don't know why your brain is going into overdrive and doing these things. So you want to always with your kids do positive, positive, positive. And then when their brains are ready to deal with the heavier subject matter later, then you start to introduce that stuff.
Yeah, I can't imagine having to break the news to my little 5-year-old girl that she killed one of her dolls because you didn't wash your hands like I told you to.
Right.
You know, that's just, it's so cruel to do.
But you got at least a half dozen dead fish on your hands, though, right? With their pets?
Yeah, they weren't.
Your daughters?
See? They weren't washing
like
their bowl.
It was only like 4 or something. I don't know. I lost count.
What did you say with that?
Nothing. You know, they just didn't make it. They were defective.
I like that.
That's a good lesson.
They were defective.
Something was wrong with it from the start, honey. It wasn't our fault.
Natasha, please tell Darlene and David and Victor and the others we're sorry that we didn't get to them. Graham says, I just need a moment to take something back. You want to take something back from yesterday's show. What's going on?
Yeah, we were talking about super dads, and you know, I said that I was one, and I think you guys even agreed, but I'd like to personally hand back that title.
Okay.
There was a bit of a mix-up yesterday morning with the car seats in my house, and long story short, I ended up with our baby Quinn's car seat in my car, and my wife Kate, who gets the kids ready in the morning, she needed that car seat to take both kids to daycare, and I forgot to put, you know, the seat back in the car. Anyways, as if her mornings weren't crazy enough, my poor wife, Kate, had to walk both of the kids in the double stroller all the way to daycare. That's over 2 miles.
And then, give me your trophy back.
And then run all the way back just so she could jump in the car and drive to work to be in time for her first meeting. So
yeah,
it was a big oops on my part, but I'd like to hand
you're a nuisance. You're not a super dad.
Title.
Can I say why I think Graham could still be super dad? Like,
I'm
just take this as a lesson.
I'm listening.
Because you still acknowledged it. You learned from it. I feel like there's other guys out there that would have been like, well, why didn't you remind me to move the car seat or whatever?
I like what you're saying. That's what I would say. That's what I would
do. See, I think Graham is still a super dad.
Thank you, Selena. I appreciate that. But I felt so bad yesterday when I got the text, where's the car seat? I was like, I don't know. Oh, yes, I do. It's in my car.
By the way, one of our listeners, I'm trying to scroll back to yesterday. She has the same initials. I know her. It's JV. She goes by JV on the air as well. Here it is. JV, Jazzy Valerie says, JV, this super dad part of the podcast is making me a little upset. These are called responsibilities as a parent. You're taking calls from dads who are saying, I'm a super dad for just pulling off these responsibilities. As a mother, these are the things we do on a daily basis. It's our job. And because they do it, they're super dads?
I mean, I think when you consider all the dads that don't do ish, I know a few.
Yeah.
I think the good dads out there do deserve some credit.
Yeah, we just want to give them props for a second.
Yeah.
For doing their best. All right, Selena, what do you got coming up here?
Okay, so Harvey Weinstein was at the sentencing hearing this morning. I'll tell you how much prison time he is going to be doing coming up inside today's Hottest Trending at the 55s.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Harry Styles, Wild 94.9. Hello, who is this?
This is Isabella.
Isabella, you're the winner. Caller number 94.
Oh, gosh. I haven't won anything before.
Oh, well, congratulations. You got a 4-pack of passes to go see the Oakland Panthers. This is the team co-owned by Marshawn Lynch. Brand new team in this new league. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Enjoy. Hang on there 1 second.
So the season starts on Saturday, and tickets starting at just $15. So if you want to go, you just go to oakland-panthers.com.
All right. Trending here is all being brought to you by Squeeze. Go to squeeze.com. Try that 3-day cleanse. You're going to love it. You're going to be feeling great afterwards.
Harvey Weinstein just faced his sentencing hearing. So this morning he stood in court. He even spoke briefly. By the way, there were several of his accusers that were there all waiting to see, you know, the outcome of all of this. Harvey did a little speech. He said, I have great remorse for all of you. I have great remorse for all women. I think men are confused about all of this. This feeling of thousands of men and women who are losing due process. I'm worried about this country. This is not the right atmosphere in the United States of America. If I had to do a lot of things over, I would care less about movies and more about my children and my family. I really feel remorse for the situation. I feel it deeply in my heart.
Remorse for the situation about his family or remorse for what you did to people?
He doesn't seem sorry for what he did, if you're asking me. He
feels... Because he's denied it the whole time.
Exactly. Yeah.
And he's whining about not getting due process here.
Yes.
You got due process.
Yes, they had a trial.
And majority men on the panel. It was men, 7 men who looked at you like, you're foul. You're disgusting. It's time to pay for what you've done to people.
Yes.
Did you guys see these emails that he sent? They were admitted as evidence, and so they've been released. He sent all these desperate plea emails to basically every powerful person he knows when this scandal was first breaking.
Really?
People like Tim Cook of Apple, Mike Bloomberg, Quentin Tarantino, Jeff Bezos. He hit up, and the list goes on, he hit up all these people saying, I need your friendship now more than ever. Please write a letter. I guess he wanted most of them to write a letter to the board of his own company that was getting ready to remove him from the company. He's like, can you write a private statement to them saying, don't remove me. I'm a, you know, great guy. We're going to beat all these charges are fake and false.
And Oprah was like, I got you. Let me just got you, Weinstein. Of course, I got you.
Oh, my God. And those are out now?
Yes.
Wow.
That's crazy. So he talks in court about supposedly being remorseful. Yeah, right. Then his sentence was announced. Harvey Weinstein will be doing 23 years in prison. He's 67 right now. So unless he lives to be older than 100, I mean, he's going to die while he's in there.
Wow. Does he get that walker in there? No, because he's fallen down a couple of times, right?
Yeah.
And he just had that heart thing. He had surgery, yeah. You know.
You remember when he was going in, he had the tennis balls on the walker.
Yeah, that's to speed it up a little bit.
I could have felt for you. I'm like, oh, God, that's a rough look right there. But once he took off the tennis balls and he had nice wheels, I'm like, no, you get no sympathy, dude.
It's gone.
You're doing just fine. Now, but he's getting special. He's getting special treatment, right? He's not in general population. I hear he's hanging out with two dudes and it's actually not such a bad area. He's good and safe. There's two other older guys and they just kind of hang out and talk.
I mean, yeah, I've heard that. I heard that he was in solitary confinement for a while just out of fears that he might like harm himself. But then he's been reassigned and he does have cellmates and I'm sure he's fine. They don't want anything happening to him because of the liability of that, you know?
He's been in denial for so long. He's been telling people, yeah, I'm going to beat this. I'm going to get out.
Yeah.
Do you think he's finally getting it and it's sinking in? Or is he still like, I'm one of the most powerful guys in the world. My attorneys need to appeal this and then I'll be back out.
I think he still has a sliver of hope that it's,
yeah,
he's going to beat this thing. I mean, you just see by, like,
because you usually buy your way through everything.
Right. I mean, the fact that he can email all, you know, Tim Cook and all these people just shows you that he's been able to have powerful connections that, you know, and be powerful enough to beat everything coming his way. So I think he still thinks
it. As recent as this week, his team asked like the court, like, oh, my client will do fine. He'll do 5 years, you know, that's right. It. And they turned that down. They're like, what the heck? No.
Yeah.
And they sentenced him to 23.
All right, anything else, Selena?
Yeah, really quick. Selena Gomez, so sad. She thinks that sometimes she'll be alone forever. She did this new interview with Genius.
If I have anything to do with it, she won't.
You're already taken, Jamie.
Oh, yeah.
She did this interview. It's on YouTube. And she said that some days she wakes up and she's just super annoyed. And she's like, ugh, I'm always going to be alone. But then some time goes by and she remembers who the heck she is. And she tells herself, you know, there's someone out there for everyone. This isn't the end. She's still got time. She's only 27,
yeah.
So clearly there's time. But did you guys ever go through that? That is like the worst feeling.
Thinking you're going
to
be alone?
Yeah, especially, I mean, I don't know what it's like to be a celebrity, but I assume that makes it even a million times harder to be able to connect with somebody.
I don't know. I think being a celebrity, you have in the back of your mind, like she had the wake-up call. Wait a minute. Yeah, I'm Selena Gomez. I'm a celebrity. I'm going to be fine.
But you also have that fear of, is this person just using me?
Yeah.
Like,
I never worry about that.
I know you don't.
Who needs use authentic me. Connections?
You said listeners were the best when you did.
Go ahead and use me and I'll use you. Let's just try to use me if you're hot. Hey, that's not
that's
right.
Not cool.
That's not right.
You got to like all of them.
All right.
Weinstein!
He just called me Weinstein. All right, what do you got?
People have been begging for some positive coronavirus news. Well, this is the best I can come up with. Bay Area commutes and traffic have gotten so much better with company after company advising or mandating that their employees work from home. Bay Area roads have had way less traffic on them and BART trains are way less crowded. BART ridership reportedly down 25% this past Monday as compared with a typical Monday from last month. So if you like being able to get a seat on BART, maybe have an empty seat next to you, there's a no better chance than now to go for a BART ride. But the downside of this sliver of positivity is the fact that businesses like restaurants that rely on people pouring out of packed office buildings at lunchtime say they're definitely feeling the pinch of the coronavirus and that their sales are way down. Other establishments that count on dinner crowds say they've seen a huge uptick in the amount of canceled reservations.
Right.
Lately.
Did you see Embarcadero Station just empty? And people are sharing pictures of different areas that are normally just packed and no one there.
Whoa.
Robin Winston of Channel 4, she goes, okay, I'm at Daly City BART. It was only her car in the parking lot.
It's bizarre.
What?
Yeah. It's like just ghost town.
She's the one
there.
You like, right?
Stop that.
Oh. She's the one that likes you.
One woman at a time. I'm working on
Selena Gomez.
Selena
first.
Gomez has issues. She needs my help.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.